Idag är det 14 januari 2019, exakt 46 år sedan Elvis satellitshow sändes, live över hela världen. Jag satt framför tvn med min familj, helt omedveten om vad jag var med om, utom att jag såg Elvis på tv. Idag, 46 år senare, vet jag att det är ingen enskild artist som ensam har haft en show i en timme live via satellit utom Elvis. På 46 år har ingen gjort om det han gjorde. Hej och välkomna till mitt program på Radio Sigtuna 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen är Föreningen Musik för alla. Jag heter Annika Widnersson och nu kommer Elvis på mitt vis. Den 14 januari 1973 var den första satellitshowen för en enskild artist som gick live över hela världen. Och Elvis var den personen som sjöng. Det var en insamlingsgala för Coolies cancerfond. Coolie var en haveliansk låtskrivare. Han skrev bland annat Elvis favoritsång I'll Remember You. Det var inget fast pris på biljetterna till showen. Men målet var 25 000 amerikanska dollar. Det blev 75 000 till de cancersjuka. Jag spelar I'll Remember You.
I'll remember you long after this in the summer is gone. I'll be lonely. Oh, so lonely, living only to remember you. I'll remember too your voice as soft as a warm summer breeze, your sweet laughter, mornings after, ever after, I'll remember you. To your arms someday, I'll return to stay.
Producent Marty Pasetta blir uppringd och tillfrågad om han vill göra en show som skulle sändas live över hela världen via satellit. Marty har klart för sig hur scenen ska se ut. Problemet var att få med Elvis manager Colonel Parker med i projektet med scen och bakgrundsskyltning. Efter det spelar jag Welcome to my world.
Interesting call after that show from the head of specials at NBC, John Hamlin, called me and said, would you like to be interested, same thing again, to doing the very first satellite show in all of television? I said, you know my answer. I said, well, I can't say, you have ARP, okay. We would like to have you do it, you produce and direct it. I said, fine. But you need to have the stars okay. I said, okay. Who is it? Wouldn't tell me. So you got to go look. He's performing in Santa Monica on stage. Oh, really? Okay, you got to go see him. Said, okay. My wife and I said, okay, we'll go see him. We went there, and who came out on stage? Elvis Presley. I said, oh, boy. Here he is, one enormous star. He just stood there. And this show is going to be a 90-minute show. I says, there's no excitement except in his singing. What are the cameras going to do? What are we going to do for an hour and a half? I went back to NBC and told them that. And I says, I don't know what to do with him for an hour and a half. What are we going to do? He doesn't do anything. He stands in front of a big rag. And he says, well, you can do anything you want. You have our blessing. Anything you want to do. But Vegas, he used to work in Vegas, too. I says, okay, but just, he said, let me tell you something. John was telling me, you've got to go and talk to the Colonel Parker in Vegas, get his okay and get Elvis's okay before you can do this show. I says, okay, well, what am I going to tell him? It's up to you. He said, well, okay. So I called an art director friend of mine, Ray Clausen. I says, Ray, here's what I have in mind. He doesn't do anything. I told him all the same things I'm just telling you. And he says, oh, okay. And I said, and I remember that what made Glenn Campbell and everybody else comfortable is to get the people close to the performer when they're working. And I said, I remember that. And I said, but what I would like to do is that he is so high and so away, there's no relationship between he and the audience. And there is a love affair, and we got to capture that. And I said, Ray, I want the stage down. I don't want it that high. It can be up 7 feet, but that's it. And maybe even 6.5, but six to 7 foot high. And I want a ramp. I want a runway to get him out into the audience. But I want it wide. I want it maybe 8 foot wide. And I want lights on the runway. And I want to take all the signs from Vegas, and let's do the whole thing on the stage. So if he's not going to move, I can have the stage move. And because I did a special before this, in between the first Oscars and this, with Loggins and Messina, and I took all the old beaten up signs in Vegas and put them into a thing called In the Attic, and I made a set out of signs and it worked. And I said, well, now those are just garbage. It's casino and, you know, roulette and stuff like that. But I said, let's take his name, the name Elvis, and make it in all the different fonts of the world, in Chinese, in Arabic, and everything, and we do it as Elvis all over the place, and so that in neons and light bulbs and everything, so it's alive, it lives. And I said, I'd like some mirrors in there so that we bring the audience that is not on the stage, but if I take a cross shot, it looks like the audience is on the other side of him. And to make him comfortable with an audience involved, even when he's on the middle of the stage. And so he took all of that and did a great drawing. And I said, cover it up. I took it under my arm. I had to now go and do my tap dance to the Colonel, and then hopefully with Elvis. Well, I went up to Vegas alone. Nobody there. No, my network wouldn't come with me. It was just myself. So I met with the Colonel Hilton in the lobby, and I said, I would like to do some of these ideas that I'm just now mentioning. I would like to have him lower in the stage. And so he says, no, my guards are there. I have guards there, security guards. They're going to be there next to the stage. And I said, I want a runway there. And I want to have all girls there with lays and stuff like that. And then, no, I don't want him anywhere near the people. And I said, but he can be in the center. And that if he doesn't want to be near them, he walks down the center, they can't reach him. If he wants to get it with them, he walks over to them, they can get to him. It's his call. And he says, no, I will not have that. And I don't want all that lights. It's taking away from my boy, my star. And he says, no, I won't accept any of it. I says, listen, I've come all this way, and I'm going to at least meet with Elvis. He says, because I'm not going to go back unless I meet with him.
Thank you. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart, leave your cares behind. Welcome to our world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you will find. Ask and you will be given the key. I'll be waiting there with my arms unfurled, waiting just for you. Welcome to my world.
Martys första möte med Elvis. Det var ett enormt projekt och arbete som kanske sätter hela Elvis karriär på spel. Mötet var en början på en livslång vänskap mellan Elvis och Marty. Efter det spelar jag Blue Suede Shoes och You Gave Me a Mountain.
I says, listen, I've come all this way and I'm going to at least meet with Elvis. He says, because I'm not going to go back unless I meet with him. He says, well, no, he's not going to, he won't do it. I mean, will you please call up there and see that he, because I knew Elvis was waiting for me. He called up and said, yeah, he'll see you. So he sent two goons down. And so they came and took me up the elevator. And we went upstairs to the 31st floor, whatever it is, empty. And these guys took me over there to a little, like a coffee table. And there are four chairs, one on each side. He said, sit at this end. I sat. And each of these two goons sat on either side. These goons became buddies of mine. So they're, I can call them that. They don't mind. They laugh. And so they sat there, and I said, there's an empty chair. No Elvis. I just waited. I waited. I was getting nervous. I was really nervous. I didn't know what to do. Because I said, this is the first satellite show. I don't want to goof this. I want to be able to try to do this. But I got to get my foot in the door with this. And so Elvis comes in. He has shades this big, a big feathered hat and a big coat on. Came in and sat down, didn't say a word. Like that, and sat down. I says, oh, my God, I'm on. Well, here it goes for broke. Here I go. I started to look at the guy, and I said, Elvis, hi, I'm Marty Pesetta. NBC has asked me to, with your approval, to produce and direct this show. The first satellite show. You're going to be seen by millions of people. Here I am to talk creatively with you to see if you agree with me. And still no reaction from anybody. And I said, I went to see you per NBC's request in Santa Monica. I saw you on stage and you stood there and you did a performance. Your music is outstanding. But let me tell you something. you weren't exciting. It was boring, and I cannot do, I don't know what I'm going to do with you for an hour and a half, but I have an idea. At that time, he sat up stiff, and as I was taking out the drawing, the two guys took out silver-plated guns and put them on the table. And if you don't think I was inhibited, you're crazy, because I was shaking in my boots. I opened up the drawing and showed Elvis. I said, Elvis, here's what I want to do. I want to do this because here, it's going to be exciting. It's never been done. It's your name and all the different languages that's going to be seeing this show. They're going to know who you are because it's up there. And I have this runway. And I want this down because I don't want any goons out there. I don't want any guards out there. I want girls. And I want them with the flower lace. And you have a runway. You can come down the center or you can go over to the girls and so forth. But I want those girls to relate to you and you relate to the girls. That's where the magic is going to be. And you look great up there. And you've got to lose weight. And he jumped up. And I said, if you did all this, we're going to have a good show. He jumped up, threw his hat away, took the glasses off, and left his coat, ran over to me, grabbed me, hugged me. And he says, you're the first person that's been honest with me. And he says, I would lose weight. He lost 25 pounds. We became lasting friends till the day he died.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, it's the one for the money. Down, tell in my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you want to do, come here. Oh, my sugar, don't you double my blue brain juice. You can do anything, but they all about the blue brain juice. Yeah, blue, 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 blue brain juice. Blue, 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 blue brain juice.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Born in the heat of the desert, my mother died giving me life, deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I've never done. It's been one hill after another. I climbed them all one by one. She took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living. She took my small baby boy.
Det var en enorm uppgift att sätta ihop en timmes show som en hel värld skulle se. Här kommer en intervju på Hilton Hotel, november 1972. Elvis talar lite kort om arbetet han har framför sig med resten av alla inblandade i insamlingsgalan. Och efter det spelar jag I Can't Stop Loving You och Burning Love.
I just like to say before anything else that it's a great privilege to do this satellite program, and I'm going to do my best and all the people that work with me to do a good show. It's just pure, you know, entertainment. No messages and no this and that. Just try to make people happy for that 1 hour that he comes across. If we do that, well, then I think I've done a job.
I can't stop loving you. Well, I made up my mind to live in memory. I'm such a lonely kind. Well, it's useless to say. So I just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Elvis är tagen över situationen att han ska göra en show som sänds live i världen. Det är svårt att förstå eftersom ingen artist har gjort det tidigare. Det finns inget att jämföra med. För 15 år sedan fick Elvis vara med i TV, men bara om hans överkropp visades. Inga ben fick vara med. Och nu en hel show med honom i helbild.
And I really should start this conference off by congratulating Elvis, because we will have two new firsts. The first first, new first, involves Elvis as the first performer to do a worldwide live concert via satellite. A real spectacular. And the second is that we will have a worldwide album via satellite. All of this has been made possible by the joint efforts of a lot of people, and especially including Colonel Tom Parker. Elvis, again, my congratulations for this spectacular.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's very hard to comprehend it, because in 15 years, it's hard to comprehend that happening, you know.
How do you...
all the countries all over the world via satellite. It's very difficult to comprehend. A live concert, to me, is exciting because of all the electricity that's generated in the crowd and on stage. But it's my favorite part of the business. This is a live concert.
How do you pace yourself?
Sir?
How do you pace yourself?
You mean physically, vocally, or?
So you are up when you need to be up.
I just, I exercise every day. I vocalize every day. I practice if I'm working or not. You know. So I just try to stay in shape all the time. Vocally and mentally. And
which is harder?
Well, both are tough, yeah. You got to work at them, but I don't mind it, you know. It's worth it. Well, now they shoot me all the way, see, so just the waist down. Now, but I would like to think that I had improved as an entertainer, and I like to get the rapport with an audience, because it's a give-and-take thing. If you can do that, it works, you know. If the artist or whoever is performing can get that kind of rapport going with the audience, then it really pays off. It's good, you know.
But do you feel that you have more of that rapport now than you did 15 years ago?
I couldn't answer that. I really couldn't.
I must say this about the when we first approached the various countries around the world. Elvis is certainly the only performer that could do this today. He is well known in every country that we have toured, in fact, in every country in the world, and the acceptance was just fantastic. It wasn't a case of any selling, because, you know, he's been in demand for live performances around the world, but you just can't do this, so this is the way of approaching it. But the acceptance exceeded all of our expectations, Elvis.
Thank you very much. That's very nice.
Let me do a song that's one of our favorites called My Way.
And now the end is near, so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every byway, oh, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, and cried. I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. I did it my way. Or what is a man? Or has he gone? If not himself, then he has not to say the words he truly feels, and not the words the world needs. The record shows I took the blow. Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, I had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever. Fever when he holds me tight. Fever. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Now you've listened to my story. Here's a point that I have made. Cats were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you a fever when we kiss you. Fever if you even learn. Fever
the uses of and what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Chum, chum, chum.
Thank you very much.
Jag spelade My Way och Fever. Elvis presenterar sitt band och tackar Marty och alla inblandade i showen. Och efter det spelar jag Steamroller Blues och Big Hunk of Love.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you before we go any further. Thank you. First of all, Mr. G.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. The Sweet Inspirations. Little girl with a beautiful high voice is Kathy Westmoreland. On the lead guitar is James Burden. On the rhythm guitar, John Wilkerson. On the drums is Ronnie Tutt. On the Fender bass, Jerry Schiff. On the piano is Glenn Hardin. The guy that gives me my scarves and sings harmony with me and General Flunky, his name is Charlie Hodge. Our conductor, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Joe Gershow. Joe Gershow Orchestra. Fantastic. I'd like to thank our producer and director, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Marty Posada, for putting this show together. He's really done a fantastic job, him and his staff. And there's been a lot of people working on the show. And as you know, we're going out live. And we were doing it for the Cooley Cancer Drive. We were supposed to raise $5,000 or $25,000. And we raised $75,000 tonight. So thank you. Thank you. One of my favorite actors is in the audience, Jack Lloyd. I gotta just say that, you know. Hawaii Bible. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm on the road all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm on the road. Gonna inject your soul some sweet rock and roll. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Be home.
Marty får ett meddelande precis före sändningen börjar att de är 10 minuter efter i tiden och de har ju en exakt tid att hålla sig till eftersom det är satellitsändning. Marty rusar upp till Elvis i sin loge. Efter det spelar jag What Now My Love och I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Just before we did the show, my PA said, oh my god, we are 10 minutes short. I said, excuse me? This is a hell of a time to tell me we're 10 minutes short. We're supposed to go out live to the world. And I went running out the door. I said, I gotta get a go. I went out the door. I'm running down the stairs, went to the backstage. The guard saw me. They opened the door. They know I was where I was going. The guards at the door, his dressing room. They opened the door. Elvis, Marty, what's going on? I said, Elvis, we're short by 10 minutes. He said, okay, do this, this, and this. So where are we gonna do it? There. Done. Let's go. See you. We did it.
What now, my love? Now that you left me, how can I live through another day? Watching my dreams turn into ashes, and all my hopes into bits of clay. Once I could see, once I could feel, now I am numb, I've become unreal. I walk the of my heart, my soul. What now, my love? Now that it's over, I feel the world closing in on me. Around me, and there's the sky. should be. What now, my love? Now that you're gone, I'd be a fool to go on and on. No one would care, no one would cry if I should live.
Okay, I'd like to do the saddest song I've ever heard in my life for you. So just bear with me for a minute. Thank you. Thank you.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds to blue dark. A midnight train is winding low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a rock when leaves began to die? That means he's lost the will to live. I'm so lonesome I could cry. The sigh lights up a purple sky, and as I wander where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. I'm so lonesome.
Några av Elvis musiker pratar om satellitshowen. Joe Gershaw som är orkesterledare, Bill Bass på Stamp Quartet och Ronnie Tatt på trummor. De övade så att allt var exakt perfekt inför den 14 januari. Det fanns en inspelad show att ta till om det inte skulle fungera med livesändningen. Elvis hade satt ihop ett band som bestod av körer, orkester, en stor rytmsektion och ännu en gospelgrupp vid sidan om. Det blir otroligt maffigt och intensivt när de gör American Tricolor, som är ett medley mellan tre olika låtar. Dixie, All My Trials and The Battle Hymn of Republic.
He was like a caged animal. He couldn't stand to be in the studio. He couldn't stand to be in a vocal booth and not move. He's very spontaneous, and he always stood right in front of the drums to express the beat, the emotion of what he was singing.
I've never seen anybody, a live performer, and I've seen a lot of them, do what Elvis could do. Elvis did things clinically correct. He was technically one of the best artists And I didn't know it at the time. I was too young, too naive. But I will tell you that after I became an adult and had a record company, I looked for people like that, and I never found any. That, you know, they could hear it. They had perfect or relative pitch, and they'd be on stage. And Elvis would hear an errant note hit by the trombone player in Joe Gershio's band. He'd stop the band. Hold on 1 second. Let's do that again. Our concerts were much like being in the studio. They had to be spot on. They had to be 100% totally technically correct. And that's because Elvis felt like his fans deserved 100%.
So this was a big, big challenge for Elvis. I mean, doing a live performance, you had to be live, and you come on at a certain time, and it cuts you off at a certain time. So you got to finish the show within that 58 minutes, wherever it is. And it was a big challenge.
It was so amazing because we had to be right on. I mean, just right straight on. And we did this show for about a little better than an hour, which went around the world. And it was quite an experience.
Born in the heat of the desert, my mother died giving me life.
Before we started, Marty Pesetto was counting it down. I said, when I drop my hands, I said, this is the first time this first note is going to go over. I mean, we're going all over the world. You know, the picture and the note, and those guys just played. That show was, my guys were tight. Everybody was tight. That was just right. It was just a flicker. Great.
After another, I flamed them all one by one.
Very electrifying. It was just, I've talked about his ability to rise to the top levels of the audience response and the intensity. Well, this thing was, if it was 1 to 100, it was 100 all the way. You know, it just, there was no holding back.
Thank you.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away, Dixieland.
Sing it, fellas.
Dixieland, I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, Dixieland. Trials. soon be over. Thank you. You're fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Det här var American Trigoli. Och jag fortsätter med Johnny B. Goode. Programmet om Elvis livesändning via satellit slut. Jag har inte spelat alla låtar Elvis sjöng i showen, för jag tycker det är viktigt att intervjuerna med Elvis också får vara med. Han satte ihop musiken och Marty skötte allt runt omkring. Elvis avslutar med Falling in Love with You, som han nu vill sjunga speciellt för oss.
Really a fantastic audience, and there's a song we did in Blue Hawaii that we did here about 10 years ago, and I'd like to sing it especially for you. Okay.
Wise men say only fools rush. Oh, well, I can't falling in love with you. Share. Would it be a sin if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. My whole
för att du har lyssnat på mitt program Elvis på mitt vis. Det här är Radio Sigtuna 88,2. Ansvarig för sändningen var Föreningen Musik för alla. Jag heter Annika Widnersson. Allt gott!